Whether it's going back to the Black Panthers, the free speech movement, Occupy Oakland, we fight back.
Hi, I'm Zach Weissmuller for Reason TV. We're here in Oakland, California, in front of the Emergency Operations Center building, which the city is planning to turn into the Domain Awareness Center, a surveillance hub meant to watch over the entire city. I'm here with Brian Hofer. He's an attorney affiliated with Oakland Privacy Working Group, which is challenging the surveillance issues related to the Domain Awareness Center. Just give us a rundown of what's going on here. My understanding is this started off as a homeland security project to kind of survey the ports into Oakland, and then it morphed into something bigger. What exactly happened?
Beginning back in 2007 and 8, the Department of Homeland Security started handing out funds. Oakland received these funds to secure port infrastructure. That was its sole purpose. In 2009 and 10, suddenly, due to some very large mission creep, this project began to encompass the entire city of Oakland. It's going to have cameras, traffic feed, port cameras, real-time video feeds built in. Of the 73 fusion centers in existence right now, they're either city-only, and there's just a handful of those, or they're port. As some have called it, we're going to be the first NSA municipal outpost. We are the first regional data sharing entity within the city limits.
Oakland has high crime. It's a way to reduce crime. It's a way for law enforcement to do things more intelligently. Why are you against that?
We've asked for just one study that shows that mass indiscriminate surveillance reduces crime, and no one has been able to produce that data, I believe, because it doesn't exist. We have approximately 7,000 documents in our possession right now with over 3,000 emails, and never once do they mention homicide or rape or burglary, murder, assault. They're not talking about crime, so the purpose was never about crime.
So if they're not talking about crime in these emails from between law enforcement officials, what exactly are they using this surveillance for?
To monitor protesters. They're talking about Occupy Oakland, the protests that happened during Urban Shield, having the ability to track people as they move around downtown.
Are you afraid that as this grows bigger, that that's where this is going, that it's going to be kind of targeting political dissent?
Right, and it's not just dissent, it's people of color. There was at one time a proposal, which at the moment we've successfully defeated, but to put cameras all throughout Oakland Housing Authority, to put cameras all throughout Oakland Unified School District. It's the young, it's the people of color. Oakland is famous for having a horrible relationship between OPD and the citizens.
Your group has estimated about an $11 million price tag just to build this center. And that money is coming from, we should mention, federal grants from the Department of Homeland Security. How do you come up with that price tag, and what are the kind of ongoing costs going to be?
To be a little bit more precise, $10.9 million, and that's from the grants themselves. Those are the numbers coming out that have been approved. There's five phases of this project where each contract is worth X amount of dollars to reach that $10.9 million figure.
This fusion center is funded by federal dollars, but it's run by local law enforcement. Do you see anything wrong with that kind of collaboration between the feds and local law enforcement?
Well, it's absolutely a loss of local control. We were told last night by Mike O'Brien, the port head, that there is absolutely an expectation of data sharing on the feds' part. There are strings attached. This money does not come freely. It is not without cost.
Right now, this is still in phase one, which is primarily surveillance of the port. The next phase would expand that and start feeding different cameras from around the city, license plate readers. Let's imagine a future where this went forward and made it all the way through phase five, where they have all the data that they want going into this center. What do you imagine an Oakland like that would look like?
I think it would be amazingly conformist. The ACLU gave a great speech last night on even legal activities are reduced in frequency because you know you're being monitored. There was some Islamic activists that spoke last night. Being monitored, especially post 9/11, reduced attendance at their places of worship. You will only be comfortable doing things in public which are I don't know if I want to say vanilla, which you feel comfortable sharing with everyone. There won't be really that sense of personal identity anymore, because you will be under surveillance 24 hours a day everywhere you go.
Fusion centers like this are opening in cities across the country. Oakland seems to be the place that right now is punching back the hardest and has actually made some progress to stop them. Is there anything about this city, about Oakland in particular, that, you know, has lended it to be the one to fight back?
It's a little bit gritty here. Whether it's going back to the Black Panthers, the free speech movement, Occupy Oakland, we fight back. And I think that's why we became the first joint port municipal project. We're a testing grounds. Let's see what we can get away with in Oakland. Well, we're fighting back again.
As the technology improves, it's inevitable that everyone, including law enforcement, is going to embrace it. It almost seems like a given that we're going to be surveilled. Do you feel like it's a given, or is it still worth it to fight these battles?
I think it's absolutely worth it to fight these battles, not just out of my own self-interest. 15 states have introduced legislation brought basically by the 10th Amendment Center and Bill of Rights Defense Committee to prohibit use of state resources by the NSA facilities within their states. So I think the momentum is shifting the other way. The Snowden revelations, in addition to the other leaks, have really shown us it's time to turn this back.
Obviously, this is not unique to Oakland. These centers are opening across the United States, all funded by the federal government. What does what happens here in Oakland portend for the rest of the nation?
I think it will provide a model for how to fight back and hopefully eliminate these centers. There's 73 fusion centers around America, all DHS funded. And if we show that it can be done here, they can apply the law in their own state and turn this around.
Thank you very much for talking to us. It was a pleasure meeting you, and good luck with the fight. For Reason TV, I'm Zach Weissmuller.